Thanks for joining us on The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you and wishing you a Merry Christmas from The Good Stuff in the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska. Today on The Good Stuff program, well, stay tuned. You'll find out. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine in the Cherry County area. Yep, 50 things to do listed right there at visitvalentine.com. Fishing trips, hunting trips, outdoor trips down the Niobrara. Maybe it's a Merritt Reservoir fishing trip. Yep, check it all out. Visitvalentine.com. Be glad to see you here.
And the holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas. Merry Christmas from Lynn, Rick, and the staff.
The ranchers who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. Covering all corners of agriculture, from grains to gears, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This actually was dropped off down at the radio station in Valentine. It comes from the ladies at Cherry Hills, and they thought this would be very good. It would fit perfectly for the good stuff. This is a poem by Lance Corporal James M. Schmidt. "'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by mantle, just boots filled with sand, and on the wall, pictures of far distant lands. With medals and badges, awards of all kinds, a sobering thought came to my mind. For this house was different, so dark and so dreary. The home of a soldier, now I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the rooms in such disorder. Not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read? Curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world, the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers, like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and soon drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold evening's chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. Again by Lance Corporal James M. Schmidt and the ladies at the Cherry Hills Assisted and Community Living out of Valentine, Nebraska. Thought that would be good for the good stuff.
That was a good one there. You probably had to have a lump in your throat right now. You know, Christmas songs are the heart and soul of the holiday season, and they fill the airwaves. They gather families around the fireplace and bring a special kind of warmth and nostalgia to winter days. So I thought maybe I'd tell you the history of some of those that you might not know about. Take the ever-popular Jingle Bells. Most people think of it as a quintessential Christmas time, but it actually began life as a Thanksgiving song, written by James Lord Pyrmont in 1857 and originally titled One Horse Open Sleigh. It celebrated the fun of sleigh rides in the snow rather than Christmas itself. Its catchy melody and winter imagery, however, quickly led it to become a holiday staple. Today, it's hard to imagine Christmas without hearing those joyful bells ringing. More of those coming up on The Good Stuff.
And this before we go, season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the endearing heritage of the West.
And that's The Good Stuff.